On today's show, Waymo buys thousands of Pacific hybrids for its upcoming autonomous ride-hailing service. Kia teases a new SUV for the Indian market, and we take a look at more of the engineering issues Monroe and Associates discovered on the Tesla Model 3. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. General Motors sold a record 4.04 million vehicles in China last year, a gain of 4.4% from the year before. And to help keep the momentum going, the company, along with its joint venture partners, will introduce 15 new or updated models this year in the country. Speaking of sales in China, according to Words Auto data, automakers sold 27.4 million light vehicles in 2017, which is close to a 2% gain compared to the year before. Sales of passenger cars and light trucks were about evenly split, but car sales outpaced the overall market, while truck sales were down slightly for the year. The mashup between Waymo and FCA is growing. In the middle of 2016, FCA delivered 100 Chrysler Pacifica minivans to Waymo so it could start testing its autonomous technology. In 2017, it delivered an additional 500 Pacificas, and Waymo just signed a contract for thousands more. Waymo will use the minivans to help scale up its driverless ride-hailing service, which is set to kick off in Phoenix, Arizona this year, and then roll out to more cities across the United States. As we reported, sales in India were up a strong 10% in 2017, and now Kia plans to tap into the growing market with an all-new SUV. The Korean automaker teased the vehicle, called the SP Concept, ahead of its debut at the Indian Auto Expo. Kia says the small utility vehicle, quote, takes its design language in a bold and sophisticated direction, but didn't reveal much else. We'll just have to wait a week to learn more. Still to come, compact van sales continue to tumble in the American market. We'll be back with more of that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
We're learning more details about Volvo's first standalone electric vehicle. Autocar reports that it will be based on the 40.2 concept hatchback the company revealed in 2016. The concept had a range of 217 miles, but Volvo is aiming for around 310 miles with the production version. The vehicle is expected to arrive next year. Well, compact vans really took the American market by storm, but late in 2016, sales started to take a nosedive, and they haven't been able to recover. Ford still dominates the segment, but sales of the Transit Connect were down over 20% in 2017. Next on the list is the Nissan NV200, the only small van to see growth, but its sales were up less than 0.5%. Then comes the Ram ProMaster City, followed by the Chevy City Express, which is just a rebadged NV200. In all, automakers sold over 74,000 compact vans in the U.S. last year, which is a drop of nearly 12%. As we know, the total market in the U.S. for 2017 was down less than 2%, so the compact van segment is shrinking far faster than the rest of the market. And hey, don't forget to join John and Gary this Thursday for Autoline After Hours. We'll have the new Hyundai Kona in the studio with us because our special guest is John Jariga. Sorry if I butchered your last name, John. He's the director of powertrain at Hyundai Kia's Tech Center. So if you have any questions, send them our way to viewermail@autoline.tv. Coming up next, Monroe and Associates discover some of the assembly line fixes on the Tesla Model 3.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, Autoline knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Sandy Monroe is an expert at design, engineering, and manufacturing who does a lot of competitive benchmarking for automakers and suppliers. Right now, he's doing a benchmarking report on the Tesla Model 3, and he's found a number of engineering issues on the car, including some of the assembly line fixes. Take a look.
Okay, you found some other issues.
Yeah.
Farther down the car, starting just with the door handles. You don't like the way they open.
No. Okay, so supposedly this is supposed to be a one-handed operation. So in an ATV, I broke my wrist once. And for me, this is like near impossible. I hate this. It hurts.
So it's a two-hand operation.
So I'm doing it with two hands. And I don't like things that require two hands, at least not for this. And you probably heard the glass inside is making noise.
Or something shaking around inside that door.
Yeah, it's very unusual to see that.
Although we will say the other doors don't sound too bad, but this one didn't sound too good.
No, the two front doors are an issue. Okay. I don't know why, but they are. Then we've got the way they did, the gaps on this car are like, you can see them from Mars. This is really not so good. But we also found that they stuck an extra piece of cat's paw in here. This is an afterthought or something.
And what's cat's paw?
Cat's paw just means that when the glass goes up, it seals and it keeps it from rattling a little bit. But this this stuff here, you're not supposed to just glue on another piece. Usually you take whatever is wrong and pull it out, put another one in. So that was kind of a, geez, I never saw that before. That window doesn't have it.
All week long, we'll be showing you more of what Monroe and Associates have found as they dig into how the Tesla Model 3 was designed and engineered. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.